Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Real Talk, Real Pants with your girl Riri
and Coco.
I'm so super excited to be here with you today. Today is August the 1st, and it is a special day.
Why is it a special day?
We'll go our way. Because it is National Planner Day.
I don't know.
Why are you telling me?
I didn't know. I thought we already had it this year.
Girl, planners be coming up with some shit,
don't they? Yeah, all crafters. Scrapbooking day. Next you're going to have National Tumblr Day.
Hey, listen, my sister is into this whole Tumblr Con thing. And, baby, I did not know it was a thing.
Yeah. And they are so serious. People were blogging from it and having on-the-spot sales. I was watching it on TikTok.
I just cannot wait to do that. Oh, wait a minute.
Where?
Coco. Guess what?
What?
We have reached over 300 listens.
Woo!
I'm so excited. So I also want to thank all of our listeners. Even though I don't know you're out there, I thank you for listening. It is so cool and so sweet of you for listening. I really appreciate you all. Yay!
It is. And since you are listening, and it seems like some of you are very avid listeners, you should register to be a follower on our blog.
You should. I mean.
Yeah, so we know you're there.
Yeah.
We have giveaways, and we contact people, and they send us letters, and there's all kind of fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes. So you should join us at blogtalkradio.com and follow us.
There is also an email address. It is realtalkwithriri@gmail.com. And you can also, what else can you do? Oh, you can also call in while we're recording. See, that's the point of being able to follow us so then you'll know when we live, so you can call us and we can talk to you. I won't just have to talk her head off.
Yeah, so if you're listening now and it's live, 515-602-9680. Join us. Call us. Tell us what's going on. What are you doing for National Planner Day?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, speaking of, did you shop any sales?
I didn't. Honestly, I didn't even see that many sales.
How you not seeing no sales on National Planner Day? Because I saw a couple.
Well, I didn't.
Okay, well.
Maybe I'm not following the right people.
You got time, sir. So, the Happy Planner is having the sale.
Oh, I know.
I want to say, 50% off, maybe. Buy one, get one, something. It was something like that.
Okay.
Your girl, Quita, is having a sale.
Okay, Quita. You go, girl.
All her inserts are 50% off.
Fancy Plants Color. She has good inserts.
Yeah, she does.
I will say. She has really good.
And really good paper.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what makes them so good.
Who else? Notique. Oh, and Pretty Planner Co. They had one. I don't recall what theirs was. Oh, theirs was on accessories. And I was trying to be on the no-buy for August. And somebody told me about a $5 planner, and, done. I bought it.
Well, I will say, if it's on sale, it's almost like you're losing money if you don't buy it.
You know what? It's true, because I can always reapply, all that stuff.
Yeah, so don't worry.
So, and also, my niece is getting ready to start her senior year. Whoop, whoop.
The most expensive year of school.
Right. And my son is getting ready to start middle school.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
Middle school is like the worst.
I hate it. I hated teaching middle school. I hated teaching middle school. I hate middle schoolers. I love them. I don't like them. Let me say that. But anyway.
They're the worst.
Yeah, they just.
They think that they're so mean to be so stinky.
They are mean. And they're hot and cold. And I just can't. I can't. But anyway, I bought my niece. I'm having her pick out a planner. And my son gets an agenda this year, and I'm so excited to turn them into people who use stationery and love it and become stationery snobs. Like, my niece is already a pen snob.
Well, let me ask you this. Is the school going to give them agendas? Not your niece, because I know they don't for
But we have to pay
for it. Okay. Well,
so
yeah.
We pay $10 for his little agenda, honey. But yeah, so I was excited about that. What are you playing in today?
Well, girl, I don't know if y'all been hearing all the noise and the shuffling and making noise, but I'm on the James agenda kick, and I got a new planner. It's not undated. But it doesn't matter. I got a new planner, and I'm putting it all together. I'm so excited, and it's got big, gigantic rings, and I'm going to make it really, really thick. So I'm really excited.
Oh, thick.
So that's not – yes, girl. Real thick, like – I'm going to – I like all that picture. Oh, I'm going. So August 1st, you know. So I'm starting fresh yet again. But look, my life has been a little hectic. So don't y'all judge me.
Oh, we know them grandchildren, honey. We know.
Oh yeah.
But wait, were you anybody else out there? Were y'all excited like me that today was the first and it was a Monday?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, because it just makes so much sense.
I looked at my planner, and when I went down the list, and it was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I was like, wait a minute now.
Mm-hmm. It is just the best feeling.
Yeah, that was nice. Okay, so you are putting together your James agenda.
I am, and I'm so excited about it.
Well, I had done my monthly goals page in my first week, but I did not do my monthly at all. So I'm thinking about doing that and also going ahead and maybe I'm going to hate myself for this maybe, but I'm thinking about going ahead and pre-planning for next week, like cutting the insert and putting it in there. Because I'm not using a day on a page, but I want to still keep using it. And I kind of counted out if I could still use my salary for the rest of the month. I mean, the rest of the year, because I only have a little. It seems like I only have a little bit left, but it's actually quite a few pages back here. So I think I'll be able to make it. And I even counted out like some dailies for October or December, so that I can do some, you know, daily pages just to use some shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. I don't really have a theme for August. I just wanted something different. I am doing another challenge. So for July, my challenge was we were journaling. I did not do as well with that. Toward the end, I did better. And I was supposed to be doing walking a mile. I mean, walking 30 miles in a month, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I did not.
Well, that's okay.
So I'm going back to my mile a day now.
You know how many I walk?
How many?
Okay, exactly.
Okay, perfect. Girl, I'm waiting. I was really perched. Like, what? How many?
Yeah, how many? No, child, don't worry. Man.
So this month, a friend of mine and I are doing a salad a day for the month of August. It does not have to replace a whole meal, but we're just going to eat some type of salad. And I've done this once before with, what was her name?
Mm-hmm.
She loves, Journal Jot and Jive. I think her name is Adrienne or Renee, Renee. Yeah, anyway, Journal Jot and Jive. She did a salad and stationery challenge. And so it was like, you know, tell us, write about your salad, you know, create a cute page to track your salads, blah, 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 blah. So I did that. I mean, I didn't create a whole page, but I did have, like, a tracker for salads and, like, a list so I could put, like, you know, some varieties I'm going to try. So Zay has already looked up a recipe for a corn salad that she'd like to try. So that's a list, too.
Well, a corn salad. That sounds
good.
You know, I like the summer fruit. Like, I like to buy spring mix. Not that you're asking me, but I feel like I need to put an insert in here.
Yeah.
I like to buy spring mix and have, like, nuts and cranberries and strawberries and blueberries and some kind of meat, usually chicken or salmon. And some kind of cheese. Like, I usually use, like, blue cheese or feta cheese or something like that. To sprinkle on there. So maybe that's, and I have like grape tomatoes, stuff like that. I love a good summer salad.
So it makes it summer because it's fruit.
I guess that's what they call it.
Well, okay. I mean, I just didn't know. I know Wendy's used to have this really good strawberry walnut salad, which is like raspberry vinaigrette, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But my nutritionist told me that Zaxby's salads are the worst and do not buy them.
Yeah, they probably are, but they're good.
They're good.
That's the only thing good Zaxby's has. Oh, besides their french fries, but that don't go with the salad.
They got fried pickles and everything. Yum.
Oh, yeah, they do have fried pickles. But I think they're a little salty. Anyway, those lines be wrapped around Zaxby's like crazy and for why. But anyway, I digress.
Right.
But the fries, the fries are good.
Do you, okay, one more thing I wanted to know. Do you also feel like, well, let me just tell you how I feel.
Okay.
I feel like back to school time is really my reset. Like a lot of people reset in December. Oh, in January I'm going to do this. In January I'm going to do this. I always start on my new stuff at back to school time. It's like, okay, it's a brand new year. You know, I guess because I've been teaching or in the school community so long that this is my new year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But as for me, no, I don't, because I don't, I'm not in that part of my life, you know, anymore. You know, I don't have, like, kids in school and not teaching or anything. So, yeah, but I get it. I get how that is your reset.
Yeah, once I take that summer vacation, the last week, so Faye's birthday is the 23rd, right after her birthday, we go on a trip for her birthday. Right after her birthday, I'm like, okay, let me give myself a bedtime. Let me do this so I can get back in the habit. So here we go now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I have been off of Facebook for a whole month.
Too long.
A whole month. And so you know what I'm about to ask you.
Oh, what's going on in East Planner Street?
What in the hell been going on in East Planner Street? I'm trying to look in groups and it's just too much. I'm overwhelmed. I'm about to get back off.
I don't see a whole lot of drama, but because I don't know if it's the heat or everybody's just on vacation. I don't know what it is. But I do know that they've been talking about in a couple of different groups, and now I think it's a thing, cult culture. So from what I picked up on it is, it's like people who will follow these shop owners or whatever to the end of the earth. Yes, girl, to the end of the earth. And we'll ride, well, you know, we know a few that will ride for them like nobody's business, and they would be set on them if they were on fire. You know what I'm saying? and it just, I think that's like the annoying thing, and people don't like when you bring that up. They're like, oh, you hate. No, I'm not hating because it's not really anything I've ever aspired to do, but it's true. It's like,
heavy on the nobody
want to
do that.
I don't want to be following nobody. I never wanted to be a shop owner or anything like that, so I'm not hating. I just think it's ridiculous. But I've always been that way with everything. Like, I'm just not a follower, per se. I do pick up on, like, trends and stuff. And like, oh, yeah, I need to buy this. I need to do that. But as far as following people, that's crazy because I'm not going to give you my money no matter what. And no matter how you treat me, I think we've probably talked about this once before. I'm not good when it comes to like services and stuff. Like, you late for my hair appointment, I don't have to come back to you again. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that person.
You're not loyal.
Oh, I'm loyal until you do something that I don't like or whatever. You know, I'm giving you my money, so I don't have to bow down to you.
Hey. And I am completely in agreement with you on that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, finally. Lord, we agree on something.
Listen, don't make me get angry because you know what I'm about to bring up.
Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
Can I bring it up?
You can bring it up.
Listen, I really wanted to give that girl my money for my half-letter discount. And, you know, she just... Why? Why won't you take my money? But I'm not going to beg you to do it. But, you know, this is the podcast and all that. Like, oh, y'all need to know. I could have been, you know.
No, you could have been. Yeah, you could have been riding with her hard like they'd be riding for everybody else.
Girl, I could have had a PR code in my head.
Okay.
Women like this. Oh, girl.
Not the PR code.
Speaking of PR code, this is so random, y'all. Please forgive me. But I must give a shout out to Shannon at Playing Your Spoons for allowing me to get my feet wet and step out in the planner community. I know y'all don't believe it because y'all just see me here, but I am very shy and introverted extrovert-like. And so, anyway, she let me be a PR person, and so my PR term has ended, and she's going to a different program. But I wanted to thank everybody who made a purchase using Erica 20 over at Playing Your Spoons. And don't forget to keep shopping there because I'm going to have an affiliate code also. It just won't be the same PR thing. This means that you, too, can be a Spoonie affiliate if you have chronic illnesses or things to track. So thank you again, Shannon. I appreciate you.
Oh, shout out. Yeah, that was really nice, you being part of that team. That was cool.
It was because she didn't know me from a can of paint. I don't have a lot of Instagram followers, and she was like, you know what, I don't care about that. It's the fact is, I know you're going to do what you said you're going to do, and that I do. I do what I say I'm going to do.
Yeah, because a lot of them, they're like, oh, they got to check out your YouTube.
Yeah,
social,
you get it. Yeah, girl, shut up and let me hear your damn stickles.
Yeah.
Because you're not out of
it. Yeah, and I can see.
I mean, not her, but.
Yeah. No, the others, I know. But I guess I understand that to a certain degree, but then it also helps people. Like, say, you say you're not very extroverted, but, like, there are people who are not, and that could be something that, like, if I'm a loyal buyer to somebody and, like, I only shop with you or whatever and I want to be a PR person, then maybe that's my opportunity to become more social or something like that and get your stuff out there. But I don't know. It's so clicky sometimes.
Oh, that's the word for it. Girl, clicks.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Oh, I can only do it. Nicholas people. That's why I love the Outlaws, because you can't be no kick and be an outlaw.
Shout out to the Outlaws. Oh, I am so confused. Well, let me tell you this. I am so addicted. Like, I love Jane's Agenda. I don't know. I just got it once. And I know I talked about this before, so y'all going to be like, oh, she's part of the cult culture. No, I'm not riding that horn. But I do. I really do love her stuff. You know, I just take one time to, for it to go left for me, and then, you know,
and
I won't
then
be riding. That's
And I'm more of a two times girl.
Not me, girl.
Like, I'm like, okay, let's check it out. If it doesn't work this time, maybe I was in a bad mood that day.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what it is also.
Yeah.
Because some things are just egregious, and you're like, wait a minute, don't make me catch a flight. But, yeah, I just love her stuff. So anyway, that's what I'm doing right now. And I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know. I think it's the aesthetic. It's not like everyone else's.
See, to me, it all remind me of, you know, to call them people, the minimalist people.
Yeah, but hers does not.
It doesn't?
Not to me. I mean, it may to you.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe.
Because I'm not a minimalist, which is why I stopped with other stuff. It's like, that's boring. Lord, if I wanted my life to stay boring, I wouldn't be having a hobby. But, you know. But, yeah, anyway, that's what I'm doing. I'm just, like, so in love with it. I just can't feel the stress at all.
So, do you have friends? You have group chat for girls, I know. So, mm-hmm. In my group chat with the friend girls, somebody was mentioning how this company that she loves had a sale, a planned sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that all of a sudden her good girlfriend had a pop-up sale.
Wait. The person who had a planned sale had a good girlfriend that had a pop-up sale?
Yes, ma'am. They popped up on her plane.
Uh-uh.
Yes. Like, BFF homegirl, ride or die. I have a planned sale. Been telling everybody for 2-3 weeks, getting their coins together. My followers is like, yes, I can't wait for this release, and blah, 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 blah. Sale goes live. Next thing you know,
a pop-up sale?
A pop-up sale.
And they have the same pretty much following or like followers?
I don't know, but I do know that they sell very similar items. Like, there's dolls. There are accessories to go with those dolls.
I think they share some of the same DNA, too.
I know you fucking right.
Yeah, I think they're cousins. Because the other cousin you buy from, too. But that's a story for another day. But yeah.
So not your friend doing you wrong.
Your
cousin. Your family doing it. You know what they say.
It's always your family, baby.
Family ain't blood, and all blood ain't family, baby.
That's right.
Now that's
family will do you wrong before anybody else.
Oh, now that's terrible. I don't like that.
Yeah, they're their family. I know who you're talking about.
And I said, you know, well, has anybody brought this to their attention? That they good girlfriend is not their good girlfriend? Hey, I didn't get no message back. But now that you're talking about their family, I want to know, did somebody tell your cousin doing you dirty?
She know. And listen, don't nobody ride harder for the cousin than she does. And that's why the cousin treat her like that. Girl, yeah. Mm-mm.
That made me sad.
No, because you know what? At some point, you a certain age, you're responsible for everything that happened to you.
No, you're not.
That yeah, for those. No, because why? I bet you what? Next month, she's going to have another sticker that looks just like the cousin in her shop. And I ain't never seen her sticker in her cousin's shop. Not of her face.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, we already talked about that. I don't think I want to know. Unless, well, that's okay. I'm going to get my sticker and you're going to put me in your goddamn planner.
Yeah. Get your sticker, girl. I'll put you in my planner.
Okay, thank you. If you start
selling them, I'm going to have a pop-up sale. I'm just
saying. Oh, don't get mad. You know, I have a friend who.
Yeah, a lot of friends.
I have a friend who recently told me that since I started my podcast, she was considering starting one. And was, like, asking for advice and stuff. And so I just gave it to her. And initially, not this particular friend, but initially I felt like, why would somebody want to listen to me if there's so many other people to listen to? And I think I talked about that a long time ago on the podcast. But it's wrong for everybody to eat. But I don't have to necessarily gear my shit to your people. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. I've been listening to... Oh, God. I think it's Cali Girl Scraps, which a girl, Patricia, who gives the scraps.
Oh, yeah.
And her podcast is about scrapbooking.
Scrapbooking. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm listening, and now, of course, you already know. I'm like, ooh, this going to be my new hothead.
Oh, yeah.
This my new
Listen. Hothead. Scrapbooking is a gateway drug, girl. That's how I started with all this other stuff.
See, I think I started scrapbooking before I started, like, decorative planning. I think I just did the scrapbooking in, like, you know, your senior memory book, your junior memory book, you know, in high school.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, ooh, I'm a grown-up. I should do this for my kids.
Yeah. If you think about it, that's how all our hobbies get started. It started in school, even with planning, started with Lisa Frank.
Oh.
And stickers and all that, yeah.
Listen, I love Lisa Frank. And
I'll do
my thing with Lisa Frank now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one's cool.
So, yeah, I like that. So, do you have a new hobby that you're interested in? Because I'm telling you, scrapbook about to be my thing. You're going to be like, girl, we heard.
I do have a new hobby.
And what's your new hobby?
Sublimation.
What is it?
Listen. Yeah, you sublimation. You print the stuff on the sublimation printer, and then you put it on T-shirts, cups, whatever, tumblers.
No, I did not know that. But
yeah, it's a thing, and it's my new it's a new thing. I need to go on a no spend August too because I spent a whole lot of money in July getting everything I need. For sublimation. And I haven't sublimated one thing yet, but soon to come. I'm going to make you a coat.
soon come. Huh?
I'm gonna make you a tumbler, girl.
Ooh, I'm excited about it.
Yeah. That's going to be my new thing.
I love a cute cup.
Yeah. Well, you will soon have a cute cup. I'm excited to do it.
Sublimation.
I just gotta do it. Well, you know the kids.
Is it the shirt that you can hear?
Hear? You mean with the code?
Like sometimes they'll have like this big square in the middle of your shirt, and that's what your design is on. And then when you rub it, it sounds like the jogging pants old people wear. You know what I'm talking about? Don't lay up there hard.
I'm sorry. Oh my God, sorry y'all, but oh.
But you had a visual, didn't you?
I did. I knew exactly what you were talking about. But no, that's not, no.
Okay, good. Well, then yes, you can make me a shirt too. My friend.
Well, I've been on.
My
well, thank you.
My friend Portia loves the Golden Girls. And so one time I was talking about, are we going to be the old ladies with the swish, swish, swish jogging pants? And she was like, yes, yes, we will.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn, Portia. So we got to be the jogging pants. Jogging pants jealous. Get out of here, man.
That is too funny. Yeah. No, that's not what sublimation is. You really can't feel it. It's just ink.
Okay.
So you just print it and press it. It's ink. That's it in a nutshell. I mean, I don't know what else to, I have to explain it. I'm very excited about it.
I am too. I'm very excited for you.
Much, much easier than the, what do you call them? The vinyl t-shirts, you know, where you put the HTV on them.
Okay.
Much easier than it.
My sister is very into those alcohol ink cups.
Oh, yeah. I like watching those on TikTok on the live. Do you have TikTok?
No.
Oh, my God. You're missing out. But, yeah, I like watching those.
Did you say I'm missing out?
Mm-hmm.
On being addicted to another social media platform?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
I ain't judging you. I'm saving me.
Yeah. No. What was I going to say? Oh. So they have all the little crafters. Well, they have all kind of people. They have, like, tarot card readers and all that stuff that be on there at night. And they all day long, but I look at it at night. And they go live. And they'll be making cups and talking to you while they doing everything. But I love, so anyway, the alcohol ink people, that's why I mentioned that, because they are on there too every night. They really make really nice cups, and they have them on the turner while they're doing it. Really nice.
Man, my sister was having a fit today, talking about, I'm missing a turner. I'm like, girl, you got 12.
What, you know?
How you know you're missing one?
That's a lot of turners. God, you need to hang out with your sister.
My sister be making them at the court front now. And they're so pretty. I be like, let me put them on my thing. Let me put them on my
Instagram. Yeah, you could be advertising for
them. I know. She don't sell them yet.
Oh, no, she like me. She didn't bought all the stuff.
Oh, but she making them. That's the difference. Like, she got a plethora. She works at a school. So every time she takes one in there, someone sees it and is like, I need that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how it is.
Yeah, I do, because that's what I, one of my, you know, the people that I sell my t-shirts to. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do. Give her a cup, because she'll go to school and sell it to him.
Oh, yes, she will. You got to put her last name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be like, ooh, I need that.
I need that, yeah. That's what you got to do, personalize it. Everybody thinks they need one.
Oh, yeah. Man, who doesn't like something with their name on it?
I don't know. People up north. They think it's just, they're like, oh, Southerners want everything. Initials.
Monogram.
Name on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
my monogram is shut up.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Mm-hmm. On this segment of buying bullshit.
Speaking of.
Let me tell you what I fooled around about yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you why I was some bullshit.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, I don't know if you've seen my thing, but I did this pop art thing, right? I got the ladies from Stella Creates. I bought a thing on $2 Tuesday 1 year. I mean, 1 month or 1 week or whatever. Anyway, that's what I bought. And
what?
Some girls that were like pop art. Like, the girls look like they've been in Batman and comic books, right? Okay, so I'm like, ooh, but I need some smaller ones. And I don't know if you know this, if the listeners know, but I am very challenged. So I look on Etsy, and I search, and I'm like, ooh, pop art girls, where are they? And I find some, and I email the lady, and I'm like, hey, do you have these women as women of color included in this graphic? Because I will be printing them out on sticker paper and cutting them out and putting them, you know, and putting them in my planner. Oh, yes, I have women of color, and the girls are all together. I'm like, okay, cool. Girl, by the thing, why is she like one eyebrow, a five pair of eyes, five headband colors, some different hair colors, a face? I'm like, I don't want to put that together. I wanted something I could print on one sheet so I could just cut it out. And I thought I had made that clear what I was doing, but apparently I did not. So what did I do, y'all? I bought some bullshit, and I had to tell y'all about it. I'm so sorry.
What you bought?
That's what I bought. It was some bullshit.
Oh, that's the bullshit. Well, I'll help you with that. I'll put it together for you and make it printable for you so it don't print in pieces.
Girl, what am I going to do with this eyebrow? How big is this eyebrow when I print it? Are you going to make me waste my whole stick of paper on one eyebrow? Girl, get
that eyebrow going to be like a lace front on the girl.
I know. I was so mad. I was like, what am I going to do? And then it wasn't even the best eyebrow. But I guess she is a comic book hero. But still, I was hot like that. Hot like fire.
That is too crazy. Speaking of the incest that I was talking about earlier, if anybody, and even you, Erica, knows where I can find a streaming service tracker for the shows, because I see them all the time, but none of them seem to be user-friendly, well, at least for someone like me who I'm all over the place and I have ADHD and all that other stuff, probably. I need a streaming service tracker. So if you can find one, send it to me, post it on your Instagram or something and tag us. I'll tell you what, if you tag me in it, I choose it, you'll win. We have all kind of little kits and stuff to give away, and I will definitely give you a kit if I choose your tracker. I really, really need this tracker. So it's really hard for me to find shows and remember what shows I want to be watching or shows I have watched. So, you know, I'm kind of stuck watching Core TV now, so because it's too hard to remember anything else. And I really need a streaming service show tracker, like for Netflix and Hulu and or whatever. So please, post it and tag me.
So you mean like, oh, on Netflix I'm gonna watch this. On Hulu.
Yeah, because you know, I always see posts and people are like, oh, what's new on Hulu or what's new on whatever Amazon Prime or Netflix or whatever, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to watch that. Girl, I don't ever remember. Then I'm like, oh, I have nothing to watch. Then I say, what was that show people were saying to watch? And I never can remember.
Ah, I see. Well, I can tell you something you can watch.
All right. Oh, Lord, let me write it down.
Right, write it down right now.
Put it on a sticky note.
Sticky. Because we accidentally paid for Discovery Plus a year. So...
Oh, I love the service. Let's go ahead.
I do too, but we don't get it. We just got it, you know, for the trial of honey, and trialed and trialed and trialed again. So we got to watch it as much as we can. So they got a true crime section. And I don't know if you get obsessed with a particular true crime case like I do. But
I do.
I was younger, and I was so obsessed with the JonBenet Ramsey shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so... JonBenet Ramsey is back in the news again. Her daddy want to retest the DNA. That blah, 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 blah. So anyway, we saw a thing on the Discovery Plus about JonBenet Ramsey and this case and all the shenanigans. And I guess because I was young, I didn't remember a lot of it. But, oh, my God, her mama killed her.
You think it was the mama?
That mama killed her.
It was the mama or the daddy.
Or the daddy. I thought, used to think it was the brother. I used to think it was that brother. He was like maybe 9 or 12. He was young.
Ain't no darn killing.
I don't know.
Wasn't they having a party or something the night that child died?
They had a party at a friend's house and they came home from the party.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know, look at that. Look what I know. Not much.
I know they were all over the news, you know, when I was coming up. And I'm like, this little girl, she was young. And, you know, when you're young, you're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, yeah, that was 26 years ago. And she was like 5 or 6 when it happened.
Uh-huh. And then there's one man who was talking about how much he loved her. And he, oh, girl, I'm telling you, you just got to watch.
Yeah, they thought it was him at first.
Yeah.
But then he just was obsessed, that's all.
He was like, no, I would never do that. I just love you too much. Oh,
you're like, what, sir?
And then,
Yeah, okay, well, and that's something that I need to watch. And yeah. We didn't got way off. But that's a good one, though. I think that other people have started. True Crime what?
True Crime gets me. I love it. I be up watching it, like, all night long.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Interviews with the killers. Watching
the
interrogation.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes you look, I know you're like, well, didn't nobody know this person was crazy?
Okay, because I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Just by talking to him this one time.
Yes.
It is very good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
You crazy. What else? I wanted to tell you about. I was looking for something else that I needed. Another tracker. I don't remember.
Did you do a mid-year flip through?
No, because I would have nothing to show you.
Oh, no.
Well, besides my decorated pages.
Because you know what?
My life got off track at one point. I got to start making excuses.
Okay, excuses are the tool of being competent.
No, shit isn't.
I fooled you, your ass.
What? Yes, you did, honey. No.
And it
you just threw the whole tree on me.
I'm sorry.
I feel like you was calling me a competent on.
No. That's just
no. I know.
What they made me remember.
I know. Yeah. Okay. No, I do. I do make excuses for it instead of just saying I'm lazy and just didn't get to it. And I'm always trying to remember stuff and can't remember a darn thing. What they say, can't remember shit? Yeah, I can't remember shit. So.
Girl. Can't remember nothing.
That's why I can't remember those streaming shows. But it's August 1st. It's Monday. This new planner that I just put together, so cute, and I need to make it much thicker. But I really love it. The rings are really huge, and I can still close it, so it's not thick enough. But I'm going to put it to the use.
Wait, did you say rings? You mean rings, not
discs? Not rings. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Thank you. Disc. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. So, yeah, they're really thick, and I am going to put this to good use, and I'm starting with today, August 1st. What did I do today? Just took my husband to the airport. Well, I did work, but I took my husband to the airport so he could fly the grandkids home. Then I'm going to have to go pick him up because he's on his way back. So that was my August 1st.
So are you going to, like, use it to, like, memory plan or?
Well, no, I'm really going to use it to plan. But had I been planning it, then I would have already put in there that he had this trip today.
Oh, I feel like you just got so flawed with me, man.
Oh, no, 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 no. Please don't take it that way. That's not what I meant at all. And I'm also, y'all will love this, because I buy Villa Beautiful regularly as well. So right now, the only things that I'm buying are Villa Beautiful and Jane's Agenda, just because they're some kind of kit that comes every – I don't want to have to think about it, except for the Villa Beautiful pins. But I'm going to use my Villa Beautiful sticker set.
Oh!
In this planner. And, oh, I left it on my desk at work. Well, I'll get it tomorrow. But I'm going to start with the Oceana one that I just got.
Oh, see, I didn't get that one. You have to show me it.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cute. So I'm going to start with that one.
I had just done, like, mermaids and stuff for July. So when it came out, I was like, oh, too late.
Yeah, it's so cute. But yeah, I'm going to use that one.
You have FOMO.
Well, you could buy the kit extras when they have them. I don't know when they're going to have them. Okay. See, it goes away. You see how quickly FOMO goes away?
Yeah. I have been looking for new washi and new, what do you call those things? Like functional? But not the words.
Yeah, functionals, right?
I guess so, yeah. Like, I like the little ball head baby. That's what I call
it. Oh, Jesus.
And I bought them. And they just look so cute. And that other one, the one I showed you before, and you were like, everybody has her. It's like a girl. She can be clear. She can be black. And she has, like, a ponytail, just a little striped shirt. And she's always doing stuff with it. I don't know her name. But do you know who I'm talking about? Okay, well, anyway.
I'm sorry.
She's so cute.
I'm thinking I'm going to do something different since my other one is at work and I want to decorate this. I'll use my glittery life plan stuff that I've had. No, I don't know which one you're talking about, but I don't have any dolls for this. Well, I have plenty of dolls, but not for this one.
Oh, no dolls in this planner? What? Can't believe
no,
it.
Just in this monthly spread, I have to find one. Oh. You are going to force me to.
Oh, not at all. I have been used a lot of last thing. I have been using a lot of my Paper House production products. They are always having a sale. If you go over there, you can use code ERICA15 to save 15%. That'd be pretty cool, right? Right.
Where's that? Paper House Productions?
Yes, Paper House Productions, Paper House Products, whatever it's called. What is it?
Yes,
paperhouseproductions.com. On Instagram, they are at Paper House Productions. Use code ERICA15 to save. Shout out to the Outlaw, shout out to the Pretty Planner, shout out to Golden Girls. Thank you guys for listening. We love you so much, and we really, really appreciate you. I remember the outro now, y'all.
All right, now.
Peace is only a problem when your brand is beef. How about that?
All right, now. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Hey. Tammy Kim, don't be mad at me. We love you too.
We do not own the rights to this music.
And we're not even trying to make a profit off of it. Okay, man. It's your birthday.
Good night.